Jeremiah chapter 19, the broken bottle in Gehenna, the potter's field. Thus saith the Lord, go and get, revised version, buy, a potter's earthen bottle, and take of the ancients of the people and of the ancients of the priests, and go forth unto the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entry of the east gate, a revised version of the gate Harsith margin, or the gate of potsherds. And proclaim there the words that I shall tell thee. It is no longer clay, but a perfectly formed and baked earthen vessel, and as such is not subject to remoulding like the unbaked clay, but could only be either preserved in its present form or utterly destroyed. And Jeremiah, by breaking the bottle, signified God's purpose of utter destruction. The east gate is manifestly wrong, for the valley of the son of Hinnom was on the south of Jerusalem and formed the boundary between Benjamin and Judah, Jerusalem being in the tribe of Benjamin. Josephus says that the Hebrew expression here means the pottery gate, through which they went to the valley of Hinnom, which is no doubt to be sought on the southeast side of the city. The Septuagint, like the revised version, simply transliterates the word, but Jerome translates it the pottery gate. If the word heres, H-E-R-E-S, which suggests the authorized version margin, sun gate, from a rare word for the sun, has anything to do with the sun, it means the midday sun at its southern culmination. Compare the noonday worship of Baal in Elijah's days. But the other word heres, H-E-R-E-S, differently spelt in the Hebrew, means earthenware, and this appears to be the right idea. In any case, the valley of the son of Hinnom has a sad connection with the potter in a later prophecy. It is that of Zechariah 11, concerning Judas's betrayal of Jesus for 30 pieces of silver and casting of the price to the potter in the house of the Lord. The price was the legal price of a manservant gored by an ox. The Lord said by the prophet to Israel, I said unto them, if ye think fit, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver, and the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was prized at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, what will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. But when Judas saw that Jesus was condemned, he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Wherefore, that field was called the field of blood unto this day. It was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Akeldama, that is to say, the field of blood. So, the Gehenna of the Old Testament, even after the lapse of six centuries, preserved the dreadful associations of Jeremiah's prophecy. And from the days of Jesus even down to the present time, the memory attaches to the place. Judas was but the perpetuation of the type of those who in Jeremiah's day filled the place with the blood of innocents. And these innocents are innocent persons in general, not merely infants. These latter are mentioned in the next verse. The expression, "I will bring evil upon this place, the which whosoever heareth his ears shall tingle," is the same as God spoke of Shiloh. And this is in harmony with the divine comparisons of Jeremiah 7. The repudiation by God of the cruel fires of Gehenna, which he says, "I commanded not, neither came it into my mind," is surely sufficient to eliminate the false theological doctrine of hell fire that has been for ages associated with Gehenna. The expression "make void" is in the Revised Version margin given as "empty out." And it is thought that Jeremiah here poured out the water from the bottle and then broke it in their sight. Returning from the valley, the prophet went into the temple and proclaimed the judgments that were to come upon the city.